Welcome to our podcast. Today's learning environment will be surrounding government. The main focus of today's podcast will be the Electoral College at the time of the Constitutional Convention. Five times throughout history, presidential candidates have won the popular vote but lost the Electoral College. This has led many to question why we Americans use this system to determine the president, even in today's times. Of the hundreds of questions surrounding the 1787 Constitutional Convention, one of the hardest and most important was how to elect the president. The debate took months, some wanting a Democratic popular vote and others arguing that Congress should pick the
president. The compromise of the two was the Electoral College. So, what is the Electoral College? This system of electing the president uses a group of electors equal to the total number of representatives and senators in Congress and three to represent Washington, D.C. The Electoral College was never meant to be a perfect system. It was a compromise. At the time of the convention, no other country in the world directly elected their chief executive. This was new and uncharted territory for them. There was a big split on how they should elect the president, determining exactly how many electors to assign to each state raised another issue. The divide this time was between slave-owning states and non-slave states. Should they count slaves towards a state's total population? Roughly 40% of people living in the
southern states were black slaves whom couldn't vote. The result of this debate was the three-fifths compromise, in which black slaves would be counted as three-fifths of a person, adding to a state's total population. It was 2 years after the convention that the Electoral College was officially established in 1789. So why does the Electoral College still exist today? The party in power will typically benefit when using the Electoral College. It offers other benefits also. There is no chance of a runoff election or a protracted national recount. Now for a message from our sponsors.
Cocaine toothache drops. Do your teeth hurt? That's perfectly fine. We have a solution. Cocaine toothache drops offer a state-of-the-art healing factor that will cure your toothaches instantaneously. Prepared by the Lloyd Manufacturing Co., 219 Hudson Avenue, Albany, New York, for sale by all druggists. Get your cocaine toothache drops quick, only while supplies last. Not available at these fine retailers. Walmart. Target. Kmart, GameStop, Dollar Tree, Dollar General, gas stations, Panda Express, and Central Bank. Cocaine toothache drops. This has been a message from our sponsor, Lloyd Manufacturing Co., and their state-of-the-art cocaine toothache drops, the perfect cure for all your toothache problems.
Once again, thank you, Lloyd Manufacturing Co., for sponsoring our podcast. Now back to the lesson at hand, the Electoral College. The Electoral College very much changed the role of our government and was very controversial at the time. Since the Electoral College was established in 1789, we still use it today and it hasn't changed much. Through the 12th Amendment, though the 12th Amendment did change the Electoral College, the 12th Amendment provided separate Electoral College votes for the president and vice president, correcting the weaknesses in the early electoral system, which were
responsible for the controversial presidential election of 1800. During that election, John Adams ran against Thomas Jefferson. Unfortunately, Jefferson and his vice presidential running mate, Aaron Burr, both received the identical number of electoral votes, and the House of Representatives voted to break the tie. At this time, the president and vice president would both get votes, and whoever had gotten more would become president, leaving a loophole for the rare occurrence of a tie. That's all we have time for today. This has been the podcast, covering the exciting events of the Electoral College and its thrilling adventures in our government. Stall for a minute. I'm just gonna read this.
Yeah, okay.
Caleb, would you read this for us?
To understand the 12th Amendment, it is necessary to understand how the President and Vice President of the United States are elected. Why am I reading this?
Yeah, just keep going.
I'm reading this?
Yes.
This is
just read those.
This is stupid as hell.
In the summer of 1787,
you can say hell at school.
Delegates from 12 of the 13 United States,
so are you turning this in?
All but Rhode Island, gathered to create a new form of government for the young country.
Where's the mic?
Among the many issues discussed at this constitutional convention,
where is the mic?
See chapter 1, was the question of how the president of the country should be elected. Thank you.